As we celebrate graduating seniors this morning, we're excited to have our youth director, Morgan Tinnerello, offer a message for you this morning. In the few months she's been here, we found Morgan to be creative and engaging and encouraging to the youth that she leads on a regular basis, and we're excited for you to get to experience her this morning. Welcome, Morgan.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for that kind introduction, and thank you to Pastor Dave and Pastor Hannah for asking me to speak today. Believe it or not, June 1st marks 6 months already of serving as youth director here at Strongsville United Methodist Church. Since December, it's been an exciting and humbling experience of working with some bright, energetic, talented, and intelligent youth in both worship and fellowship. I'm honored to serve in a different position this morning by leading worship on a very special day. Not only today do we acknowledge the significance of Pentecost in our Christian faith, but we also recognize those graduating seniors taking their next step in life. Let us center our hearts for meditation. Dear God, on this Pentecostal Sunday, we open our hearts to your goodness and to your love. We praise you and all your wonderful works, for we know that they are good. Let us center our minds as we learn more about you in worship today. In the Lord's name we pray, amen. I have a scripture reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is that that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of God. for the people of God. Thanks be to God. To preface with a biblical timeline for this particular scripture in Acts, it is the seventh Sunday after Easter Sunday, which Christians now refer to as Pentecost. The scripture begins with apostles together in Jerusalem when a sound like the rush of a violent wind fills the house they're sitting in. In many cases, a rush of a violent wind may be viewed as terrifying or fearful. Following the descent, however, Jesus' followers were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and as a result, they began to speak in different languages or tongues. We see that the rushing wind was not something to fear, but instead it was a symbol of good news and hope for what's ahead. Many of you know that I've grown up here at Strongsville United Methodist. I was baptized with this church as a baby, confirmed in seventh grade, and involved in the youth group. And my mom was the same. I've experienced many new beginnings at this church, moving buildings from the Pearl Road location, switching from crew leader to station leader at VBS, venturing on my first youth retreat and mission trip, and of course, becoming youth director as an adult. Last month, our Confirmation 2 class started a new beginning in faith by making their confirmation and commitment to God. This month, our graduating seniors also start a new beginning in their plans after high school. Now, why would I word this as new beginning instead of the end of confirmation or the end of high school? Because even though there is an end to this story, an exciting beginning awaits. A new season, a new chapter, a new opportunity of growth, a new beginning. There are many new beginnings in life that are a mix of both exciting and terrifying. Starting a new job, moving, retiring, having kids or getting married, and graduating. However, each new beginning asks something of us, to trust God's plan for our lives and for our futures. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Speaking with some graduating seniors before the service, there are certainly feelings of excitement and joy for what's ahead in their lives, but also feelings of uneasiness, worry, and anxiety. Think about a time when you experienced a new beginning, a new job, a new sport, or a new chapter. There may be many moments in life where you feel that fear and uncertainty, like that rush of a violent wind, but realize it ends up opening the way to the Father and works of the Holy Spirit. In this scripture reading from Acts, we see how the Holy Spirit works through other people. The Holy Spirit descends, fills the house of the gathered crowd at Pentecost, and they receive the gift of speaking in different languages. This gave those followers of Jesus the courage and inspiration to preach the gospel and good news to others. And because the Holy Spirit gave them the ability to do so, the disciples were able to communicate with many different people, spreading Christianity through the nations. The first coming of the Holy Spirit occurs after Jesus' crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension into heaven. And after both a devastating crucifixion and a joyful resurrection, we now have a new birth from Jesus Christ because the end of Jesus' life on earth marked the beginning of Christianity. The good news in this scripture is the same news that turns us away from sin, allows us to have a relationship with Jesus, and brings us home to heaven. And if our connection with God comes from the Holy Spirit, it means we can also feel the presence of the Holy Spirit just as the apostles did. and we can spread the good news of Jesus through both our words and through our actions. Our graduating seniors have done an excellent job of spreading the good news by speaking in the sunrise service, offering a prayer in Sunday school, or serving in various ministries in both our church and community. We have seniors here who've dedicated their time to Blue Bus, Vacation Bible School, and various service projects. By giving your time, energy, and encouragement to other people, or singing VBS songs with your crew in the summers, you are spreading the good news of Jesus. And just like the beginning of Christianity, we can also find both the joys and uncertainties of new beginnings. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "The old is gone, the new is here." We celebrate our new beginnings, just as we celebrate our seniors today. Seniors, thank you for all your time, energy, and dedication to SUMC. These past few years haven't been easy for you, as the pandemic struck at the mere end of your freshman year of high school. I am so amazed and proud of your dedication, perseverance, and resilience through this time. And as you begin this next journey in life, remember the experiences you had here, or the feelings you've had listening to Pastor Dave or Pastor Hannah's sermons. Go out into the world with that kindness, determination, and commitment you've demonstrated here at SUMC. And to our congregation, please pray for the names of the seniors listed in your bulletin. Please pray for guidance and direction in their lives, and pray for their hearts. And as we begin an anointing process in a short moment with Pastor Dave and Pastor Hannah, think about when you made your initial commitment to Christ. What was required of you? And what was promised for your future? How have you experienced those promises in your life? And how can we spread the word of God on this Pentecostal Sunday and beyond? Please bow your heads in prayer. Dear God, you love your children so much. Please guide them through the excitement, joy, and uncertainties of what's ahead. We trust in your plans. We are here to serve in your name. Allow the Holy Spirit to fill our lives and hearts as we spread your good news to others. In his name we pray. Amen.